have a man here who makes many journeys and represents an organisation this morning that makes many life-saving journeys. Mr. Clive O'Regan from the Order of Malta here in Waterford. Good morning.
Good to see you, Clive.
Good morning.
We'll get you a little closer on that there. Yeah, great to see you.
It's terrified me this morning.
Can't say it's a blame. He probably heard what happened with the other jumper. That's exactly
what he's trying
to protect himself there. But Order of Malta, so many events up and down the city and county that you cover and many other things besides.
Yeah, so we're the Order of Malta here in Waterford City now 85 years this year.
85 years, Waterford City and County.
Yeah, yeah. So we're, the Order of Malta is about 90 years in Ireland, so we're one of the longest established units of the Order of Malta. 85 years here, 35, 40 strong volunteer group here in the city, coming from all walks of life. So, you know, priests, nurses, doctors, teachers, paramedics who are still volunteering, like myself. Yeah, it's great, great little organisation. And out there helping the people of the city and county as best we can.
It's super. And I actually saw a post put up there for the Tremor unit recently. I think they're organising a dinner dance, something like that is happening next month. And my own mum would have been involved in the Order of Malta years ago. So I have a huge amount of respect for everything that you do. Can anyone get involved, Clive?
Anyone can get involved, yeah. And the Tremor unit would have initially been an offshoot of the Waterford unit. So they're 80 years, we're 85. Anybody can get involved. And as it happens, we have an open night on next Wednesday, the 24th, in our own headquarters here in Waterford City. 18 upwards is ideal. We do take people in from the age of 16, but ideally 18 upwards, because that covers the whole adult and legal eagle thing, you know, of GDPR, Garda Vet and Child Protection, all that. So it's easier if we take them in from 18 that so we're all adults in the group then. As I said, we have people who are priests, teachers, myself, paramedic, you know, housewives, healthcare assistants. We have a whole range of people who get involved.
And you provide all the training, obviously.
We provide the training up as far as emergency medical technician, paramedic training, and advanced paramedic training is National Ambulance Service or Dublin Fire Brigade.
And how is that funded, Clive? Because training like that's not cheap, it's not free.
So every event we cover, we are out there seeking, we look for donations to cover events, and then we put that back into the unit, to run the unit, providing the training, as well as everything else. The cost to run the unit, you know, light, heat, and we have three ambulances here in the city that also have running costs.
Of course.
So every event you'll see it as, you know, Welsh Park, Farr Field, down into Dungarvan, Point to Points, out in SETU Arena covering, you know, the concerts, football, athletics, judo. We're out almost every weekend, which is predominantly when most events are on. And then midweek, we would provide community transports for people in and out of the hospitals if they have no other alternative means of transport. So, yeah, but it's excellent. All on a volunteer-led basis, so it's having the volunteers to be able to do it.
Of course, to be able to do it, yeah.
How much does it cost to kit out an ambulance?
A new, brand new ambulance would cost in the region of 100 to 105,000 euro by the van and the converter, not including the equipment. So you've gone up to about 125, 130,000 euro.
Oh my goodness.
For a brand new one. Luckily for us, I suppose, over the last couple of years, and the Red Cross, the Civil Defence, the National Ambulance Service, when their vehicles are reaching 5-6 years old, they dispose of them and they give them free to the organisations. The only issue with those is you have to have a C1, so a truck licence, to drive them.
Okay.
We've been lucky enough to have, we have two of those, and we have a four-wheel drive vehicle that we would have purchased ourselves.
And I was looking at a press release that came in there last Friday, Clive, and it looked at financial allocations under the 2025 CLAR programme. 125,938 euro was announced for Waterford, of which 75,938 euro was going to the Waterford unit of the Order of Malta for first responders. It's welcomed, I assume?
Yeah, it's very welcome. We've been saving. As of 2020, we would have been 80 years, and we had a big plan to fundraise and buy a new ambulance. And we all know what happened in 2020 with good old COVID, and that was the end of our 80th anniversary celebrations and any fundraising project we had. So we've been saving since then with the intention of buying a new vehicle. So the CLAR grant is much appreciated. So the 75,000 euro plus whatever else we'll have to put with it, we'll hopefully have a brand new vehicle on the road in 2026. one.
And have you noticed a trend, Clive, in terms of volunteers or people interested in sign-ups? I remember when I was in school, it would have been a thing actually in TY. You might have done work experience like you would have done. I did my first aid, say, with the Order of Malta across the road in Tramore. It would have been a big feature of our school. Is it as much now? Do you notice an increase in volunteers, a decline, a steady?
There has been a decrease in volunteering, and that's across all sectors, I think. Known people involved in football groups, scout groups. But I suppose it's becoming harder for people to give their time, you know, people on shift work, and, you know, the Garda vetting, the Garda clearance, you know, if you're involved with youth, doing youth warrant courses. So a lot of it takes up as, you know, the day the person standing around for an hour and a half, you know, is gone. They have to have so many other things done before they can do that, that it's very hard to get people. We are lucky enough that we have a steady group, and we do get, I suppose, we're getting newer people in each year now thinking about going into the ambulance service, so we're probably a foothold for that.
Mm-hmm. And would that be a natural progression, like if somebody has a bit of a graw for maybe healthcare and they think, I might want to be a paramedic, let's see what the Order of Malta is like first?
It is, yeah. And I suppose at the moment we have 6 in Waterford who are student paramedic, intern paramedic, and one just completing it, and 2 doing the emergency medical technician course. So now the object of the exercise is to get them to stay around when they do qualify.
Absolutely, yeah. We want
not
to
become
you.
A paramedic in the ambulance service and then disappear. So that's, you know, because obviously then you're volunteering, and your hobby is also your full-time job. Mm-hmm. So you have to get that balance right.
I'd say it's a bit of a family as well in terms of, you know, working with the crew and...
Yeah, there's always...
You're spending a lot of time with people.
You've got each other's back. Yeah,
yeah. You're spending a lot of time with them. You know, we train every Wednesday night, and then, as I said, we're out at weekends. Last weekend gone, we had, you know, three ambulances out, covering the Dungarvan Triathlon. We were covering the county final in Welsh Park. This weekend, we're out again, covering more events, you know. So it says you're depending on the people to give up their time, be it 2 hours, 7, 8, 10 hours, you know. There's a cycle sportive this weekend now down in Dungarvan. That's 10 hours. We'll need someone to 2 or 3 people to give up their time for, you know, which they will, you know. I can depend on them.
Will he be all over the late tap now, the Tour de France cycle, when that comes? Will he be everywhere in that?
No.
Will he be cycling, Clive?
I don't mind cycling. No. So, some events, you know, we get asked to do events, some of, events, and some, you know, are, you know, depends on who's organising different events. So we're actively heavily involved with the Spree, Waterford, the parade every year, and this year we'll be involved with Winterville along with the Civil Defence.
Great.
Here so in the city. Busy calendar.
Yeah. And then we'll have the good old Winter League with Joe Cawley starting then in mid-December, won't it? So.
This gives me a bit of chill in my blood. Years ago, Clive, I signed up to the Winter League and I was thinking I was all that in a bag of biscuits. Oh, lads, when I tell you I couldn't run it. It's still a thing I dangle in front of myself to go, I'm going to go back to that.
Oh, it's great to have camaraderie in it. You know,
yeah,
it
if you can you run. I couldn't have camaraderie because I couldn't keep up with my comrades, Ollie. That's
but
a problem.
It's not about keeping up. It's not. It's running at your own pace.
I was still
and
at the start.
What's great about it is it's an appointment to run. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
And yeah. I've covered many a Winter League.
There you have it.
But sitting,
you know,
in the ambulance.
Do you know when you get to the end and you always running. Have the ambulance trailing the final person? That's usually me walking beside the ambulance.
Take extra special care.
You know, that event is going years and we're doing it years as well. You know, so some of the events we're out at were, you know, the likes of Welsh Park, Friarfield were indoors since the foundation of, you know, so it's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Clive, we rejoice in your good
we
news.
We rejoice
you're
in
getting
your...
a few bob your
yeah,
way
brilliant.
And all the
yeah,
rest of us.
Super.
And, yeah.
Clive, before you go, because I know that, you know, you're very health conscious and you know what to do in case of an emergency, but if you were to get a takeaway and if it was to be of the Chinese, Thai, Japanese persuasion, what would you get?
Aren't you lucky I was listening to the radio on the way? Sweet and sour chicken balls.
Oh, not another
man
one.
After my own heart.
Yes.
You see, look.
And chips.
Oh, yes.
Maybe, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done, Clive.
Right, I'm off anyway.
And I wasn't. I didn't hear that.
No, no.
He's had it for his breakfast. He's actually had it for his breakfast.
Clive knows what it's like to be prepared. He needs that energy-giving food, and, you know, that he can enjoy. And
the Order of Malta does not promote the eating of
sweet. I didn't think it was possible. You would go up higher in my estimation, but you just
thanks very much.
Thanks, Clive.
Brilliant.
Please see you. Talk to you.
Bye.